for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
I had not been to either China or Japan. I was thrilled to have the opportunity to go.
That's Joan Ruskamp, chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, on her recent visit with U.S. beef producers who recently joined the U.S. Meat Export Federation in China and Japan to participate in promotional activities for U.S. beef. She tells us her impressions of both the China and Japan markets.
So in China, there's a lot of hard work happening, a lot of relationship building, a lot of trust building with folks there who would use our product. And in Japan, we got to see that reward paid off that USMEF was doing 20 and 30 years ago and the steps that it took and what a relationship we have already with the Japanese and hopefully with China and new ways that we can do business together and promote our product. So once we're a reliable source of that beef, that will help tremendously.
She says she got to see firsthand the U.S. Meat Export Federation in action, meeting with prospective buyers and other meat industry representatives, and also gathering ideas for market development in these two countries.
Watching our USMEF representatives interact at the embassy level, at leadership level with Chinese industry leaders, the retailers. I mean, I've always respected the reports I've heard from USMEF and the activities. When you get to go and see this firsthand and really see our men and women in action, so to say, I have profound respect for all of them.
That's Joan Ruskamp, a cattle producer from Dodge, Nebraska, and also chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And Beef Board CEO Scott Stewart, also a first-time visitor to China and Japan.
It was really interesting and very satisfying to see the amount of work that the U.S. Meat Export Federation has done in those areas and just the quality and devotion of the staff. Just a great experience to get to know those folks and know that they're working so very hard as a contractor to the beef checkoff. The American cattleman should feel very, very good about that.
Scott Stewart, CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
Always more news at AmericanCattleNews.com.
And with more cattle news on Ag Life, here's Patrick.
Callahan Groon, he's a cattleman in western Kansas. A big feeder state.
We're home to a big conglomerate of feedlots in western Kansas, southwest Kansas as a whole, even into central and Kansas as a whole. We big feeder state, cow-calf producers as well. Cattle's kind of the driving force between for agriculture in our state, one of our largest sectors within agriculture, as agriculture is the largest sector in the industry for Kansas as a whole.
And we all know that all those crops being grown throughout Kansas, well, it's for the cattle too.
Yeah, it all ties in together. It really does. The crops are there to feed the cattle, vice versa. It really all drives each other throughout the state.
And pretty much you would expect it. It's true. The politics, the government of Kansas has an appreciation for ag, both farming and ranching.
We really do. We're very fortunate as a state to sit there and have a legislature that really backs agriculture as a whole within our state. Not a lot of opposition as we sit there and look. And I think the transition in the relationship from the consumer to the producer all the way to the legislature really works hand in hand. We're pretty progressive as a state, looking to try different things as it pertains to the cattle industry as a whole.
Now, Groen mentioned a special breed on his ranch, Gelvie cattle, which is a breed originating in southern Germany.
Yeah, on my own family ranch, my grandfather first started with Gelvie cattle when he was looking for a breed of cattle back in the 80s. He looked at the USDA Meat Animal Research Center's data on cattle and the things that worked well in western Kansas for him and the traits that he wanted to go with the mothering ability, the docility and growth. He really thought Gelvie was the breed of choice, and my family's been within Gelvie throughout the whole time. My dad was on the junior board when he was there and the adult board as well, and we've continued that tradition through. I'm actually the president of the Junior Gelvie Association. So
that's Callahan Groon, a cattleman in western Kansas. Looks like the rising beef tide is lifting all boats. Sure, that sirloin steak is tasty and has more flavor than ground beef, but many burgers and many restaurants are tasty too, and they're expensive. For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.